FBI declines to address agents' false claim that New Orleans attack was not a terrorist event. By Olivia Rondo on January 3, 2025. Will the FBI discipline or fire the assistant special agent in charge who falsely claimed that the horrific New Year's truck attack in New Orleans was not a terrorist event? The agency has yet to respond to repeated inquiries and massive criticism. New Orleans Field Office Assistant Special Agent in Charge Alethea Duncan made the controversial statement during a press briefing shortly after 42-year-old Army veteran and Texas native Shamsuddin Jabbar drove a truck into a crowd of celebrators on Bourbon Street early January 1 in a rented truck with an ISIS flag on the back. "This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now, is there are improvised explosive devices that was found. And we are working on confirming if it's a viable device or not," Duncan said. Law enforcement sources told ABC News that Jabbar placed IEDs around the Bourbon Street area before changing into different clothes and carrying out the devastating attack, which killed at least 15 and injured 30 victims. The IEDs did not detonate, though whether they malfunctioned or Jabbar did not attempt to set them off is unclear. After the radical Islamist mowed down over a dozen innocent New Year's partiers, he got out of the truck and opened fire on police officers with a rifle before he was killed by return fire. At least two officers were injured, one via gunfire and one by the truck, authorities told the outlet. Despite Duncan's claim that the event was not a terrorist attack, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, D., described it as one during the same press conference. Social media users also pointed out that the FBI had already viewed the crime scene, which included the ISIS flag on the back of Jabbar's rented truck, yet they were claiming that it was not an act of terrorism. A later New Year's Day update from the FBI backtracked on Duncan's claims, rightfully referring to Jabbar's actions as the Bourbon Street terrorist attack. Multiple attempts by Breitbart News to reach the press contact at the FBI's New Orleans field office to ask if Duncan would be disciplined for making false and misleading statements were forwarded to a voicemail box, which was full. Fox News reported similar outcomes to their several inquiries made on Thursday and Friday, saying that they also received a full voicemail and no replies to their questions about Duncan beyond a general statement. This morning, an individual drove a car into a crowd of people on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, killing a number of people and injuring dozens of others. The subject then engaged with local law enforcement and is now deceased. "The FBI is the lead investigative agency, and we are working with our partners to investigate this as an act of terrorism," the FBI said in one of the statements provided to Fox Digital. Fox News noted that in a later press conference, Duncan did concede that the event was being investigated as an act of terror. Meanwhile, on social media, conservatives have pointed out major time wasters within the Bureau's New Orleans division, including diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, and LGBTQ initiatives, and exchanging Taylor Swift friendship bracelets. Journalist Brianna Morello also pointed out the nose stud Duncan wore during the press conference despite facial piercings being prohibited in the FBI. "Why do you think FBI agent Alethea Duncan gets a pass?" Morello asked.